This is the Composer's Datebook for June 1st. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1988, Zubin Mehta led the New York Philharmonic in a concert at Bolshoi Hall in a city that was then called Leningrad, in a country that was then called the Soviet Union. For their visit to the city we now call St. Petersburg, in a country today known as the Russian Federation, the Philharmonic had commissioned a brand new work by the American composer Ellen Tafe Zwillick, and so her orchestral piece entitled Cymbalon received its premiere performance there. In fact, it was the first American symphonic work to be premiered in the USSR. The work Cymbalon comes from the Greek, explains Willick, and refers to the ancient custom whereby two parties broke a piece of pottery, or a stone, or a coin in two, each party retaining half. Each half, or cymbalon, thus became a token of friendship. From the beginning, continues Willick, I knew this piece would receive its first performance in the Soviet Union, and I found this profoundly moving. I am sure that my complex feelings, embracing both hope and sadness about the state of the political world, have found their way into this work. After its premieres, Willick's Cymbalon was performed in Moscow, New York, London, Amsterdam, Helsinki, Paris, and the former East Berlin, making it one of Zwillick's most traveled orchestral works. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.